You are listening to Real World News.
Indigenous people and peasants from Huila, Colombia, achieved government to establish high-level table. The Movement for the Liberation and Defense of Mother Earth of Huila Department, Colombia, agreed with the national government a dialogue and negotiation plan on several issues that are concerning social actors of the area. They have been carrying out several mobilizations since August 9th to make their demands heard. The government and social forces will have a sectoral discussion table on September the 6th, and a high-level national table with representatives of several ministries and a delegation of the presidency on September the 20th. In that second space, they will discuss about the mining energy policy implemented by Juan Manuel Santos' administration and about the defense of Mother Earth. This is what Leonardo Omen, head of the Huila Indigenous Regional Council, said to Rio World Radio. The Movement for the Liberation and Defense of Mother Earth of Huila gathered several social actors of the department, among them peasant, indigenous, and fisher folk organizations. On August the 9th, a series of mobilizations started in the region against mining energy megaprojects and for a political solution to the national armed conflict. On August the 13th, after Santos' administration refused to listen to their demands, the demonstrators decided to block Panamericana Highway, which links Colombia with Ecuador and the south of South America, in Quebrada del Pescador near Jobo municipality. The protest lasted 20 minutes because the anti-riot police of Colombia repressed the demonstrators with tear gases and stones. Tens of demonstrators were injured. Several police officers were also injured because some demonstrators defended themselves by throwing stones. However, the popular mobilization was successful. According to Omen, the Movement for the Liberation and Defense of Mother Earth continued resisting and alerting the hours following the attack by the police. On August the 15th, representatives of the movement traveled to Indigenous Reserve Maria in Piandamo Municipality, Cauca Department, to meet with Colombian indigenous people, where President Santos and some ministers were present. People from Huila participated in the Indigenous Regional Council of Cauca and submitted a political document and denounced the repression they suffered. The following day, a government commission with decision-making power traveled to Huila. There, representatives of some ministries, indigenous people, the departmental government, the National Ombudsman, and the Regional Council of Huila met. Omen told Rio World Radio about the most important aspects of the political document submitted to the government, which includes the issues the social groups of Huila would like to be addressed. The main issue here is the mining energy policy, said the head of the Indigenous Regional Council of Huila. The different projects planned in the area and the direct and indirect impacts are worrying local social movements. The respect for the indigenous and peasant territories is one of the important aspects of the document of the Movement for the Liberation and Defense of Mother Earth of Huila and their demand for a peaceful solution to the armed conflict experienced in the country. Peasants and indigenous people are also demanding the respect for their rights to prior and popular consultations about projects on their lands. There are other issues such as education and healthcare for indigenous peoples, which are also included in the document submitted to Santos' administration. Omen said to Rio World Radio that they expect the government will comply and establish a high-level table on September the 20th. If the government does not comply, we'll continue resisting defending our rights, said the indigenous leader, who considered that this is a struggle for a collective cause of the entire department and the country.
You are listening to Real World News.